Once again, we are back with another episode of P Study. The P stands for principle, and that principle is what guides and directs us in all of the ways of our lives. What a wonderful time to be able to inhale and exhale this beautiful breath of life that does not arrive from osmosis, but is given to us from the divine source, the divine creator, our Father who art in heaven. It's a very special day because this is the day that the Lord has made. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. But not to rant on about my gratitude and my attitude for God, because I can do that all day. And I know you ain't come to hear me talk about that for the entire episode. This platform is about holistic management, all right? And when I say holistic, I mean everything that we have to manage in our life, which is ourselves, first of all, right? Our relationships with other people who are having that relationship with themselves, right? And having the relationship with our environment, right? The way that we treat the earth, the way that we treat our business, right? For the etymology, which means the root meaning, the etymology of household is economy. So the way you treat yourself attracts someone that's similar to yourself. And when you come together in harmony, guess what? That household is the economy. That is the business, right? But this holistic management platform covers 360 degrees of life and how we have to take full advantage of the things that we need to in this lifetime and managing those things and managing those things well, right? And it's a three-step process by studying principles and being the principle in action. The word becomes flesh. It's a three-step process. You think, you speak, and you do, right? And here we study to get rid of that stinking thinking that carries a stench like no other. For you are what you think. As a man thinketh, so is he, right? And we study God's conscious. And we study the way that God consciously takes perfected steps in the way he has ordered the universe and everything that is within. Speak, do. We study what we need to think on to be renewed by the transforming of our mind. We speak these things into existence through faith and love and hope. And we do these things. And we become these things by doing such. This is the process that has carried every successful person from trial to glory. See, in my self-discovery, I've discovered this route by auditing myself. We always hear about the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, right? But I like to call this system the YRS, your real steps. And I found every principle of success by studying our heavenly host, the God that created us all, and the creations for us to observe. And being one of the creations that God created, I look at my steps. I look at my action or my inaction to see what is lifting me up and what is tripping me up through this auditing process, right? So I can keep a careful record on the record, for the record, to see, okay, I need to do this and I don't need to do that. I need to do less of this and I need to do more of that to balance, to be stable in all thy ways. And this is what it's about. This is season one of Peace Study, where we really hang our hat on self-observation, as I give my personal observations on self and what I observe through the week, so we can better manage oneself, so we can manage relationships better and manage our businesses as well, right? It is my hope that you take this holistic management approach and observe the life of Yeshua ben Yosef, popularly known as Jesus Christ, to see how he aligned with God to become one with God so that whoever laid their eyes on him could see God, because that's who he was in and God was in him. And by us being in the way, we will be in God and God will be in us. So it's my hope that you take your eyes and your attention to the gospel. But this is how I was able to find the route to my overall success, to manage my life, and to be better in Christ. Be it as it may, what happens when preparation meets its destination? Or in other words, what do you need to do when the food you cooking is ready to take out of the oven, right? It's ready to take out of the oven or off the stove, and you continue to let it cook. What happens when you just allow what needs to be taken off of the heat and the preparation and all of the observation of the preparation and the dedication for the declaration, and you allow it to continue to cook? What happens? It becomes overcooked. Right? It ain't even fit to eat anymore at a certain point. Even for the ones who like they sausage or hot dogs or they chicken or whatever it is. You like a little burnt on it. See, I like a little burnt, a little black, you know what I'm talking about? On some of the things that be on the grill or whatnot. But it's sometimes that burnt get a little too burnt. And then the protein that's underneath the skin becomes too dry and it's not even fit to eat anymore. Right? Because it's time to let it go. It's time to take it off the heat. It's time to take the preparation off and to give it and to place it on a plate so you can pass it to your neighbor, right? So it's easy to see this when it comes to food. But what about that idea you've been cooking and holding on to? You've been preparing it. How long are you gonna just hold on to that? And when are you gonna take that idea, that talent, that purpose, take it off the heat, put it on a plate, wrap it up, put some aluminum foil on it, and pass it to your neighbor? Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Your gift, your talent, that idea, that thing, that wasn't for you. You know that, right? That was for your neighbor, right? That was for your neighbor. And this is what today's episode is all about. We need to drop, right? That's a slang word. Drop, quote unquote, for release, present, all right, put forth, offer, right? It's time to drop. It is time to drop. You didn't been holding on to this thing way too long, right? You scared to hear somebody give you feedback on it, and maybe that might be the thing. You scared to hear somebody feedback and they tell you how much they don't like your talent or your idea, what you're doing, or maybe you just so busy letting people give you their opinion on what you're doing or trying to do, right? You don't even release it because you keep trying to make changes based on what people are giving you or feeding in your mind to further make you feel insecure about what you're doing, about what God gave you now. And you won't take it off the stove to cook, to feed others, right? You're just going to let it sit there and burn up because they're telling you, no, you need to cook that dip. You need to cook more of you. Oh, you know what? Take the food off the pot. You need to go start over. You drop. All right? Drop. Right? And see, the thing is, when all of these voices in your ear, right? All of these voices in your ear, right? You listen to it long enough, it will appear like your blessings are far from here. Right? All them voices in your ear will make it seem like or appear like your blessings are far from here. Right? And then the doubt in your head make you think your time isn't near. Right? But it is right there. It's been there the whole time. It is within and it is hidden. Right? It's hidden. Why? Because it's hidden by sin. And sin to me is an acronym for standing in nothing. Right? Standing in nothing. Your treasure chest of blessings is buried underneath the nothingness of sin, right? And when you grab your shovel and move that nothingness out of the way of what is really something, which is the something that God made you, which is the something that God impregnated your mind with, so you can birth that thing and to bring that thing forward into reality so others can enjoy it, that something, sin buries that in nothingness. And the nothing that you are holding on to is of preventing you from being the something that God made you to be from day one, before you even knew you had a living soul, right? When you hold on to those things, those beliefs that are lies ultimately, and that are nothing ultimately, the something is out of the picture, right? But when you tap into what God intends you to be, and you let go of those things that I call nothing, standing in nothing, like the late Billy Preston once poetically sung, nothing plus nothing means nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. And now, like, I can tell you this, nothing plus nothing leads to nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with God. Church! Listen to this sweet, sweet lick by the good brother Billy Preston. Shout out to the God who created us all. Father God, who submits the seeds of power into our hearts to stand tall. On the last episode, we discussed the principles of motherhood. And if you did not tune in to that episode, I want you to turn that page backwards to see how the ebb and flow of the conversation is sewn together to make some attire to clothe the mind with. I want to take my time to, you know, discuss the matter. If you hadn't tuned in to that episode, you know, don't worry, I can catch you up to speed right here, right now, okay? Because I have patience and I have love. One of the key functions of a mother is to birth, right? To birth a baby. But birthing or producing a product is not exclusive to gender, right? When you look at the functions of birth, birth is on a fundamental level, on a very elementary level. Birth means to bring forth, right? to bring forth from seed, right? And God has impregnated our minds with ideas, with talents. Ultimately, our purpose, God impregnates us with that, okay? And it's not to hold on to it. For us to ultimately bring forth in an offering to our neighbor is the destination for the situation, okay? And this is the birth cycle on a very functional level. And I don't want you to miss the correlation between a mom receiving the seed to birth a child and you receiving the talents, ideas, and the wherewithal from God to birth or to present these ideas and talents to others. The correlation is so parallel, right? So I don't want to rush through this, right? Because this is somewhat abstract to an extent, right? And when I say abstract, it's not like you have to kind of use your imagination to look at the correlation is what I'm saying, okay? A man can never be pregnant physically, but a man can receive the seed, the idea, and to bring it forth like birth does with a child. That's why I say being a mother is an exclusive to gender. If you did not tune into that episode, please tap in and get wrapped in. Pay attention so attention can pay you. You did what I'm saying. Nevertheless, it is paramount that we understand that the baby, that idea, that gift, that talent, that purpose is not for us. It's for your neighbor. It's for colonizing the earth to be like heaven, to be the kingdom, right? And as we already covered, sin, standing in nothing, it prevents us from actually discovering what that really looks like on a contextual level. What does that really, really look like? Okay. Some of you put your own blessings on hold, right? And when I say you, I mean me, right? We in the same boat, because I do this too sometimes, right? This whole podcast is based on me keeping it real with myself no matter what. In my own self-observation, remember, I audit my steps. So when I say you, just know I'm talking to myself. I'm gonna just set that record straight, right? This ain't no goody two shoes, Mr. Know Everything. No, this is a real testament, right? And I'm gonna tell you what my test meant in my testimony. Can I get an amen? So some of you put your own blessings on hold by being distracted by nothing, absolutely nothing. And that breakthrough, that gift you keep second guessing is ready to burst into birth. You want to know something funny? Holding on to nothing, right? Putting your blessings on hold. And I mean, it's like you holding bags. You just got all this luggage, right? I remember a famous singer, may her soul rest in peace, Aaliyah, they said that they had too much baggage, too much luggage to carry on board on this flight. They did not listen to the expertise of the pilot, and unfortunately, the plane crashed. You know, as much as we have to drop what we have received, right? The purpose, the idea, that thing, that talent, there are also some other things that we are holding on to that we gotta let go in order for us to drop what we really need to drop. And it's like, I mean, the bags that you holding on to, they only gonna hurt you. After this sweet lick from Sister Badu, we will tap into the cases from which these principles flow, because please believe it, nothing from God can exist but by principle and the order that flows from it. But baby, please put them bags, them bad habits of nothing, down so the real you can flow and the real blessings can go. Church.
Bag lady, you gon' hurt your back. Dragon.
We back from another beautiful selection that really just give us a nice reflection of the words that we observe. But this part of today's episode is my favorite. This is the law. These are the cases from which our principles flow from and stem from. In the case of letting what you have drop, letting it drop, it's time to drop, right? In the case of it's time to drop versus you, we're going to take a look at clouds. We're going to take a look at photosynthesis. We're going to take a look at how the clouds don't hold on to rain. Self-explanatory, isn't it? But could you imagine if the clouds would get dark and hold on to all this rain? and it just don't release the rain, life would cease to exist. And it's easy to see how through nature, God is giving you a word. The same way that photosynthesis and flow, the ebb and flow of that whole process works, from evaporation to precipitation, right? I'm taking you back to school. You remember that, right? That whole process gives every living thing on this planet what it needs to eat, the crops that grow from this rain and the sun, and everything that is involved in this process. But what if the clouds held on to the rain and did not offer what God has instilled, impregnated the clouds with? It's easy to see it in a cloud, but we need to observe the clouds. We need to observe how these things does not hold on, right? Does not hold on to the rain, to the water, right? And then the seed, the flowers, the plants, they don't hold on to the crops, to multiplying. No. Things get fertilized, germinated, and guess what? Crops multiply. Crops multiply. Insects multiply. We are supposed to be fruitful and multiply. Not hold on to the seeds that God has impregnated us with. And we gotta let it go, y'all. Seriously. Second case that I want to observe is the birth cycle. Now, the only reason you can even hear me talking today is because guess what? After 9 months, mama had to let me go. Mama had to let me go, right? I couldn't stay in there forever. I can't be this size in mama. My mama had to look up to me, right? There's no way I could have been in her stomach, right? Mama had to release. In the same way mama has to release, we have to release. We have to drop. It is time to drop. That is what this is about, y'all. And I want us to understand this and understand it for real, for real. You dig? The next case that I want to turn your attention to, right? In the Bible, one of the men asked Jesus about the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus gave this inquiring mind a parable. And this parable explains the concept of it is time to drop. It is time to release. It is time to exchange that thing that God gave you, right? To somebody that really needs it, right? We were all placed here to answer an issue that is calling us for a solution in this pollution, right? This is the parable of the three men with talent, right? Right? So the Lord gave three men talents. One he gave three, one he gave two, one he gave one. The one with three multiplied their talent, right? Talent is money in the Bible, but talent is money and money is talent in real life, isn't it? Your talent is worth money. Even though talent means money in the Bible, your talent is money. It really is. Your skill is money, right? What are these people paying you for when you go to work? Your ability to do what they need you to do so that they can make money. So your talent, your skill, your ability, your wherewithal and know-it-all to do what you do is money. He gave one man three, one man two, one man one. Some people have a lot of different things that they can make money from, but that does not excuse you from not putting it out and letting it do what it do. Okay? The man with three doubled it. The man with two doubled it. But the man with one buried it. And the man that buried the talent, that buried the idea, the gift, the money, the thing that God gave, that the Lord gave to that man, he was kicked out. He was called wicked. The man that buried the talent and didn't exchange it to the people, didn't give it to the people, he was called wicked, y'all. I need you to understand the severity of holding on too long to what others need from you. I want you to understand that, dig? I need you to understand that, right? This is realism for the schism. You dig? Stop holding on to talent, right? Now there is the such thing called premature release, right? That's why it's dangerous for a child to be born before time. Their chances of living, it decreases tremendously when a child isn't developed yet and you're putting it out before time. And I don't want you to feel like you have to rush. This is not what this episode is about. But you know truly in your heart, without a shadow of a doubt, that you've been holding on to something way too long, and it is time to exchange that thing with your neighbor. It's time to give it up. The man that wouldn't exchange his talent and would not double his money because he wouldn't exchange his talent, he was called wicked and he was casted out. And that's how Jesus explained the kingdom of heaven, right? You are casted out, holding on to your purpose. It's meant for someone else. This is a high calling, y'all. Two commandments. Number one, loving God with everything you have. And number two, loving your neighbor as you love thyself. You love your neighbor by, guess what? Offering to your neighbor those things that God gave you. Right? In the beginning, God created. Right? If God is love, the first thing God ever did was give something forth. Right? The same is expected from us who are in the image of the Almighty. Okay, I want to give you an example, because these are the cases I'm giving you, all of these cases where this principle flow from. This is universal principle. The application don't have an end. It's relative to all things. It's relative to all things. You can apply this thing to everything. Okay, this podcast, this platform, right? For a long time, I wanted to communicate breakthroughs that I personally experienced so that someone else can observe it, and maybe they can pick what I laid down and they'll be able to keep it going. But I held on. And a lot of times I held on to it because I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think that, you know, people would like it. I was too worried about nothing that had nothing to do about the something that God gave me. Today, though, all right, as it stands, for which it stands, not even releasing any video, just putting these things on audio platforms, no promotion, no nothing. This show is being downloaded in 6 different countries. Today is the first episode where I actually got on video to explain, you know, what God has been showing me from glory to glory to glory. And for a long time, guess what? The reason why I haven't published the content in video form is because I wanted the cameras and I wanted things to be a certain way. You dig what I'm saying? But guess what? The frequencies and the tones and the image that you see on this brown skin and this afro looking like Black Dynamite or something around here, guess what? It's coming to you straight from my iPhone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because guess what? We're not waiting for all of these different things that we try to attribute expectation to, right? Because see, sometimes you want something to be just, it's time to drop. And it might not be the exact, you might have all the right ideas, but you only can shop in the stores that afford you certain things. That's all right. Do what you can afford. Document and record the power from the Lord, because that's your shield and your sword. Don't do it for a trophy or don't do it for an award. Just understand that you will not and you cannot ignore the gifts that God bestowed upon you. Even though you can ignore it, I'm telling you that today, you cannot and you will not. We standing on principle today and forevermore. And whatever you have in store, go ahead and open the door to that store and let everybody else explore so they can get more. Mm-hmm. See, I don't rhyme on purpose, but you know, it's just in me and it ain't on me. You understand what I'm saying? And I want you to understand that God don't make nobody perfect. Great song that one of my brothers wrote. His name Bozak. And he's been struggling with the same thing, right? Holding on to material. This man has a presence and a gift from God to articulate himself in a way where you don't have no choice but to nod your head and to feel that. That, and I always preach this to him, that is not for you, that's for the people. And it's somebody that need to hear what you have within yourself. Now, his material ain't PG-13, right? It's not kids friendly at times, but God don't make nobody perfect. And on this song that he wrote, God Don't Make Nobody Perfect, he explains his struggles with life as a man trying to stand on principle. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you understand that it is in Christ, that it is in principle, that we shall deliver what God has given us to the world.
God don't make nobody perfect. Thug out of the law, man, not a crop boss. I done done people dirty. I done broke a few hearts. People give me, I'm scarred. They ain't deserve it. Gotta be a better day and take care of fam, man. I don't work it. If I be out of polo, they ain't got pistol on me. I get nervous. I ain't scary, I don't worry. If them niggas carry, they might hurt me. Cause ain't no limit to the beef when your name come up in murders. You just feel blood in the street and you serve it clean like detergent. You can ask any kill anything, I'm a thug nigga in person. If it go down right now, put that on social soon, I'ma ride. If the joke come right now, ask about dope or murder, I'ma lie. Bad bitch with a hit on right, give it all of me with no pride. And I told her I'm forever right, what a good, I got your back, no lie. Boy, I make 'em wanna trust a young thug when they say boo for the streets. And I can never really trust these hoes.
Back again. I hope you learn so you can live and so that you can instill what's real so the world can feel how good God is and how great God is by you being greatness on display. That's what the G-O-D stand for, y'all. You dig what I'm saying? I have to let you know, I really do, like I do on every episode, that 86% of all millionaires are married. Oh yeah, I'm advocating for marriage. Yes, yes I am. And 98% of millionaires own property. Yes, I am advocating for you to have land and to have wealth. Yes, I am. I am. Because we are more than conquerors. We are abundant. Yeah, we really are. And I want you to understand that if you have a skill, because we all have a skill, right? Anybody who is skilled shall stand before kings and queens. Mm-hmm. Not obscure people, not poor-minded people. Mm-mm. You shall stand before kings and queens if you sharpen your iron. Sharpen that skill that God has given you. You shall stand before kings and queens. But be wary of the kings and queens, shiny things, and designer rings, and all of these things. Because if you have an appetite for these things, you might as well hold a knife to your own throat. You dig what I'm saying? So be wary. And always seek the kingdom of God and understand that that's where your blessings flow. And wherever your attention is, your intention will go. So pay attention to God so God can pay you. All right? Pay attention so attention can pay you. And when I say you, I mean me. And when I say me, I mean we. So never think that I'm telling you what I'm telling you because I'm holier than thou, because I'm Mr. Goody Two Shoes Know It All. That ain't what this about at all. This show, this platform is not about perfection, it's about correction. And we have to continuously correct ourselves and check ourselves. Check up. So you can get your check up and have discipline from the neck up. So everything that's under the neck can just grow and flow like the water on this earth. Be it as it may. Brotherhood, sisterhood in Hebrew means nurse or fireplace. A nurse promotes the full welfare of another. I'm talking about total health. If I have your best interest, I'ma check you when you're doing something that's destroying you. As a brother, as a sister, stop letting our brothers and sisters slide with things that's gonna allow them to die. That whole thing about, oh, if you like it, I love it, let's go ahead and pack that up and send it straight to hell. Yeah, because guess what? If you like it, I don't necessarily love it. If I love you, I'm going to be against the things that don't love you back. That's the true meaning of a brother, of a sister. Being a nurse, promoting the full welfare of them. And the second meaning of it in Hebrew is fireplace. And in a cold, cold, cold world, we need warmth. We need to be covered in warmth to keep us from these eerie, cold, nasty enemies of our existence, enemies of what God wants us to be or has made us to be in this lifetime. I hope you govern yourselves accordingly and understand that everything that I do is in love from the one who has called me from above. And I want you to stand on P. I want you to stand on it, and I want you to be on it, and I want you to pass this episode on to someone who you think can benefit from it. And let's keep it going. Let's keep it flowing. As for me and my house, we will and we shall serve the Lord. Church. Isn't